I am going to be working with the faculties of two business schools and the law school and the deans and the presidents of the institutions and the business community throughout the state of Maine to create an exciting, really novel educational initiative where we take the two business schools and the law school and we create from them a center for professional graduate education that will give Maine students MBAs, law degrees, better jobs, and will contribute innovation to the Maine economy. It's an idea that's been aborting in Maine now for several years, and this is a chance to really achieve distinction and contribute to the economic development of the state in a big way.
Now, this is a center rather than a school. What's the difference?
You know, Tom, at this point, we're in the process of figuring that out. This is a concept that's been validated now by outside consultants, that's been developed up to a point, and now working with the folks that I just talked about, now we've got to draw the blueprint. And the details of that blueprint have to emerge from the work that I'm going to be doing with students and faculty and administration and others throughout the system and with the business and legal communities in the state, because they're the people who are going to employ our graduates. And what we want to do is deliver to them graduates who have a broader education, who understand better how to work with each other in a collaborative way in an economy that is changing before our eyes, where innovation and entrepreneurial activity has a much greater value than ever before.
I know it's early in the process, but you've got to be thinking about the financial struggles that the university system has, mm-hmm. has gone through, and also the fact that graduate school is less appealing to students because of the debt versus what they're going to make.
I mean, right.
Have you already started thinking about those two
things?
There's
clearly a value proposition at work here, Paul. I mean, we've got to create a program, excuse me, that's valuable to students because they will be able to do it for less and get more value for their money. I happen to think that a broader education, so that a law graduate knows how to read a balance sheet, so that an MBA graduate understands contract negotiations, those values are important in the business community to the people who are going to hire these graduates. That creates value. And I think that what we're doing is directly addresses that value proposition. Secondly, we're going to attract, if we do this right, and I think we will, we're going to attract more young people to come to Maine in order to have this educational experience that they won't be able to get anywhere else. And third, if we focus, as we intend to, on Maine's economic advantages and needs and what the jobs are in Maine in the future, we're going to create people to fill those jobs who are even more competent. This is a win-win for everybody in Maine if we do it right.
So are you looking for law graduates and MBAs to join the program and learn about each other's disciplines? Is that basically?
We're going to take the two business schools and the law schools, and we're going to put them together, and we're going to say to law students, take some business courses. And we're going to say to business students, understand, take some law courses, get together, create from your collaboration innovation, new ideas, new ways of doing business. This is what the marketplace wants. I know that from my own experience. And I want to be able to produce for the marketplace in Maine, for the jobs marketplace, what they need.
And are you looking for people, looking for people who are already been to grad school, so this would be their second.
No. We're taking the existing law school and the two business schools, the one at USM and the one in Orono, the University of Maine, and putting them into this center so that we can cross-pollinate law students and business school students. So, for example, I had an email the other day from a young man for whom I've been a bit of a mentor, and he said, Long email. Should I get a joint law degree and a business degree? Should I do both? And I wrote back three words. Absolutely, period, no question. Now, that means he's going to have to spend 4 or 5 years in graduate school. What I want to try to do here is create the opportunity to do that for less money, in less time, to make sure that lawyers and MBAs have a broad education the moment they step out the door. Mm-hmm. And I think we have a phenomenal opportunity to do that here in Maine and to make it work for Maine's economy.
Is there a fundraising aspect to your role here?
Well, there will be, absolutely. Yeah, there is. I mean, we are not taking resources out of the system. We have a foundation grant from the Alphon Foundation for the next 17 months, and I'm going to have to come up with a financial plan that will draw on a lot of external resources to do this. This is an add, not a subtract.
Realistically, when could you start enrolling people in this hybrid?
We're going to have courses available beginning this fall. We're going to have some courses. One of the things we need to do is demonstrate the value of this concept that consultants have said make a lot of sense. We've got to demonstrate it in real terms, and we're going to start doing it in courses this fall.
Is it modeled on any center anywhere else?
No, and that's one of the things that's great about this is that other institutions around the country have sort of nibbled around the edges of this kind of collaborative venture. We're going to be trying to do something that, so far as I know, Tom, no one else has done. Mm-hmm. And to me, if we can achieve that and do it well here in Maine, we're going to be leaders.
And do you see it being a one-year program, 2 years?
Well, currently the law school JD program is 3 years. MBA program, if you go full-time, is 2 years. I don't intend to try to change that. I want to offer more varieties of combined degrees and educational experiences. But we're not talking about a new degree program. We're talking about taking the existing degree programs and making them better.
So still 2 year MBA, 3 year JD.
Fundamentally, but yeah. if we can figure out, for example, how to do a combined JD MBA in 2.5 years, mm-hmm. if we can figure out how to do that and maintain accreditation and create people, you know, graduates, produce graduates who are competent and skilled, and do it for less money, we're going to do it.
See, this is a natural extension of things that you talked about in the campaign.
Let me see how to answer that. I don't want anyone to think of this as any kind of extension of a political campaign because it's not.
Right.
On the other hand, you know, I wrote in my book about doing this.
Right.
I gave a speech in 2009 about why this was a good idea. I'm committed to educational reform and innovation, and talked about those things when I was running for governor. So in those respects, I'm being consistent with my own, certainly with my own views. I'm excited about this. I think this is a great opportunity.
How do you make sure this doesn't undermine, you know, the existing law and MBA programs that are out there or treading on their toes?
Well, it's inconceivable to me that we're going to undermine anything. We're going to strengthen three programs. Right now, all three programs are suffering from declining enrollment. We want to create something that's going to attract enrollment, that's going to grow these programs, that's going to grow the contribution that they can make to the economy of the state of Maine, that's going to give kids better jobs. That's our goal. I don't see how in the world we're going to diminish what we already have. We're going to strengthen it.
Right.
I have one last question. I hate to ask you this because I like you, but are you done politically?
Yeah. I ran for governor for 5 years, took two shots at it.
But 2018 is not even
no.
Okay.
Not a chance.